Para mi familia, siempre estoy en mi mejor momento. Por eso también quiero lo mejor en mi cocina. Y eso significa solamente huevos de Eggland Best. Siempre tienen un sabor tan fresco y delicioso, con 6 veces más vitamina D, 10 veces más vitamina E y 25% menos grasas saturadas que los huevos comunes. Entonces, ¿por qué darle menos a tu familia cuando pueden tener lo mejor? Eggland Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos.
The ADVFN Podcast with Justin Waite.
Welcome to the podcast, episode 335. It's the weekend edition. We haven't done one for 2 weekends because I've been away loving and dining my wife in Cape Verde. You know what I'm saying? Are you all right, Peter and Stephen?
Yes, very well. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. What have you been up to? You two guys together, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I'm honeymoon, quite weirdly. Me and Steve.
All right.
Yeah. I've been speaking to your wife when you're on holiday.
Yeah. I'm just going to point out. We were chatting to Steve for like 2 minutes in the podcast, and we heard the chain on his toilet go.
Yeah,
and then he obviously gives us a bit of background information as what he was doing when he was chatting to us, which is quite nice. I went to Cape Verde. It was quite. Do you know what? One of the nicest, probably the nicest beach I've ever seen in my life in Cape Verde, Santa Monica Beach. It's called, and you know it is. Like picture postcard, it completely is. We went there, we spent a day on quad bikes going around part of most of the island, and we came to this beach, and we're the only 8 people there on the quad bikes. We got off, no one there apart from us. White sand, blue sea, couple of crabs, and a bird that was trying to steal our bag. When I say bird, I mean a feathery type, not a lady, trying to steal our and that was it. And it was phenomenal. And we thought, wow, look at this. We just stood there looking around thinking, wow, look at this. 15 kilometres of this beach, no one on it apart from us, 8 people. And no developments around it, anything, you know, almost inaccessible unless you're on a quad bike. Yeah. And
the locals actually say, yeah, it was beautiful apart from those people on quad bikes that come in and ruin our beautiful beach.
I know. But they are going to develop that, apparently.
Good.
The airport's the airport hasn't got an indoor area, just all outdoor. They got a couple of covers, but I'll show you the weather there, pretty much. They have a couple of hurricanes, but I mean, they don't need an outdoor. So the holiday people, the company said, unless you extend the airport so you can bring bigger planes in, we're not going to develop the beaches. But that beach there, every plot of land on that beach, 15 kilometres worth, is sold, apparently, ready for development, which is a pity in some ways. But if you see the level of living there, standard living there, you think, well, it's nice that they get to maybe raise that standard a bit by having more industry there. But you know, it's two sides of the coin, isn't it? You know, either you have lovely beaches and have no money, or you have beaches with lots of hotels on and have more money. You know, it's up to you. What would you prefer, Steve?
Lots of development with lots of beaches.
Okay, here we are. So, have you bought and sold anything this week, last week?
No, I haven't done anything, actually.
Oh, good.
At all.
You did nothing at all. You sat there, literally,
in stocks,
vegetating.
In the chairs. I've missed your podcast.
Yeah.
It was nice to have that back.
Well, I find it really hard, because this is a kind of holiday. Didn't take the kids, just me and Megan there. Mm. And it's one of these holidays where you do nothing. And I can't do nothing. I find that really hard work. I read about 3 books nearly, and then you know, after a while, even books get boring. And I was sitting around the swimming pool, looking at people just staring at the water, and I was thinking, "What are you doing, you dunderhead? How do you stare there? Just stare."
I could do that.
I know Steve could. Yeah. He's one of the people I'd be looking at, thinking, "Look at that dunderhead, just stare." And that's what they were doing. I can't do that.
I spoke to Megan and she said that every time she looked vaguely awake, you'd speak to her about your podcast.
Yeah, I know.
So I pictured the scene of her basically trying to be asleep and pretending to be asleep the whole time so you didn't bombard her with questions and ideas about your podcast.
I'm surprised you didn't do a podcast when you're out there. Surely
there's
an internet connection.
I would have, but the internet wasn't that good. All it was a good connection in the foyer area. It's quite a big foyer. You can't just stand there doing a podcast in the foyer area, can you? You know, I'm a bit looking at you oddly. But it wasn't that good, to be honest, and I found it hard. Do you know what? I like the internet. I like stocks and shares. And to me, I was holidaying from something I liked. People go on holiday to take a break from something they don't like. And I was thinking, so I find it quite hard work, you know, just sort of...
Not necessarily. People take holidays just for a change of scene and do different things and have a different week or two.
Do they?
It's not just about getting away from something you hate,
I think most people hate their jobs, don't they? Most people. I mean, the majority of people hate their jobs. And so when they holiday, literally the time of their life, and they go away thinking, do you know what, this is what I want to do. I want to earn lots of money to live like this, you know, become accustomed to this. But I quite enjoy what I do. And I'm thinking, why am I taking a break from something I enjoy doing? It's like, I suppose it reinforces the fact that, you know, I do enjoy doing it. Let's do some more of it, you know?
Yes.
So that's a nice thing.
But, did you buy or sell any stocks or shares while you were there?
I think I did, yes. Yeah. Because I'm loading up on two companies at the moment, and that's Asia Met and Audio Boom. And any little drops there, I just buy on the dip. Buy on the dip, man! Buy on the dip! What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
What's
your favourite dip?
Well, oddly, did you see Audio Boom, right? Boom. It boomed up on Friday, 29% a week ago Friday.
Yeah, I spotted that.
And it's been grinding. In fact, the markets have been, I don't know about your portfolio, but is it a lot in the red? Because it's been grinding lower. And
yes.
The thing is with that, right? You see people on Twitter getting a bit depressed. And it is quite easy to get depressed, you know, about the and all almost sell out. But the trouble is, if lots of people sell out, then, you know, what happens, you will...
Compounds the problem.
Yeah, it does. You crystallise the loss, you know. As it is, you don't need a paper loss. And also, if you get a lot of people selling, and no more people want to sell, then that's where the market bounces. And it can bounce, you know, explosively fast. And so if you get out and think, oh, I'll get back in a bit later, you know, when it goes down a bit further, and then all of a sudden you miss that big bounce, you won't get back in. You've made a loss. And I think if you believe in a stock and the story, long-term story, and if you've got a bit of spare funds, then buy at key levels, you know, and look at support levels. And think, I'll buy there. And, you know, just talk, cause think about it. It's like hoarding units of value, I think. And then wait for the when the sun comes out, you know, and all that stuff, and make some hay, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Steve, how's your hay?
Yeah, it's all right.
Hey!
I learned something this week, actually, on the old stocks and shares, something new. One thing I've never done is actually sold any of my shares. I still haven't, but I discovered that you have to pay to sell your shares as well as buy them. I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, essentially, it's a dealing cost, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. So they're doing something for you, so...
I just thought the cost was just in the buying, but clearly it's in the selling as well. So yeah, I learned that this week on that.
Are you thinking it's a bit like you know the toll bridge in Wales, Severn
Bridge?
You
only pay one way, yeah.
You only pay one way. You pay to go into Wales because it's like a theme land. It's like a fun fair. You know, you go in there to laugh and smile the entire time you're in there, and you meet clowns like Steve who will entertain you. I mean, clowns in a nice way, Steve, not in a bad way. And then on the way out, going back to England, they don't charge you. They say, no, you paid, you've come in, you paid. You can leave the theme park free. Yes.
It's not you've been fleeced, you can go home now.
Yeah. What is the price these days of going into Wales?
Yeah, mental.
What is it?
Is it something like £6.50 now, I think it is?
God.
But actually, they're trying to bring it down to £2 or something, aren't they? Because the government.
It's owned by a French company, isn't it?
Yeah, they're trying to make them bring it down. I don't know. I'm not sure. It'll never happen, obviously.
So the government's saying, why don't you bring it down? They said, no, we earn lots of money here. Bring it down. No.
Well, has it got something to do with the fact
bring
that
it down to £2? No, we will not bring it down. Is it a bridge? Pete off.
Road?
What?
Has it got something to do with the fact that it's a public road? That they have to abide by certain, I don't know.
Well, exactly. What are you going to do? Go around? Go around? You know, go to Gloucester.
They're Chinese now.
Yeah. You're Chinese French.
Oh, go on. Right, okay.
Go on. What's wrong with you? Go on. Go Gloucester.
Swim over.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What alternative you have? Yeah, but anyway, you get charged that. And also, what else do you get charged? You charge stamp duty, don't you? Is that when you're buying or selling? I don't know, really. I don't pay much attention to that. But it's a...
There's a fee.
Yeah, there's a small fee. And also, with certain dealers, depends how often you trade. Because I think Barclays stockbrokers, it's about £5 if you're a regular trader, about 30 trades a month. But if you do more than that, I think it's a sliding scale. So it's about, I think that £13 is if you trade infrequently. It comes down to about £9 or £10 if you trade a bit more. And then maximum trading, you £5 or £6. Yeah, so you get stamp duty on that and all that nonsense. Yeah, I was talking about that. So, listen, someone just said on earlier, I've been trying to get down. I owned about 24 stocks, a couple of months back.
Yeah.
And it's too many, you know. And so I'm going to try and get down to 10 stocks that I believe in and go bigger on those stocks to, you know, realise bigger returns. But these are stocks I hold now. 880 Energy, Atlas Developments, Asia Met, Advanced Oncotherapy, Barclays, Beatrice Billiton, Audio Boom, CEB Resources, Hague London, Hague London Oil and Gas, Lloyd's, Metal Tiger, New World Oil and Gas, Shell, and Savannah Resources. Savannah.
That's a new one, Savannah.
Do you remember? Do you remember Erasure?
Yeah, Erasure. Yeah.
I remember watching them. Right. Right. We were at Mitt's house, Gavin's house. We were ready to go out of an evening to town for a drink.
Yeah, and two young bucks.
Yeah, well, no, there's about four or five of us ready to go out.
Five young bucks.
Yeah, and we're watching Top of the Pops, and it was on a Friday, and this is when they changed to Friday. And they said, now we're joining Erasure live in the Milton Keynes Bowl. But it was quite early, so they weren't doing the gig. They were live on stage, you know, but they were touring. And is it Andy Bell? Is the lead singer? Yeah. Well, he was singing the song, and he was singing. He was wearing sort of, cowboy sort of trousers. And then the middle eight kicked in, or the instrumental, he turned around, he had no pants on, you could see his bum. We literally all fell about laughing. It's like one of the comedy sketches where the waiter comes in, and he's got a pinny on, turns around to go to the kitchen, you can see his bum. And it was hilarious. It's a leather chaps there and his backside sticking out. Lovely.
Right, okay, good.
And he obviously wanted to see it, so he turned round. He thought, this will be cracking. I'll sing seriously for like a third of a song. I'll turn round and show you the crack of my ass. So I quite like that.
Right. Where did that come from? Are you allowed to show a crack of a bum?
He didn't bend over and show the whole, rusty bullet hole.
Okay.
He was quite conservative in his crack showing. If you can be.
Yeah.
Anyway,
knew where the line was.
Yeah, Peter, I understand you're going down to Cardiff tomorrow.
I am, yes. I'm going down to visit some family.
Have you noticed the way he brackets that, he ring fences that, Steve, already? But he didn't say, I'm going to pop in and see Steve. He said, yes, I'm going to see some family, suggesting you aren't family, Steve. You're not included in this visit.
Steve
is not my family.
Well, he didn't invite me to any of his family dues if I am his family.
Yeah, good point, Steve. Yeah. But I'll pop in and see Steve while I'm down there, definitely.
Yeah, see?
Right, you're not coming to the Cheltenham races with us next week, are you?
No.
What is wrong with
you, Peter? Engagement.
What was that? Do you know what he said to me? He's, once a year, about six, seven, eight, nine, depends how many people there are, normally about seven or eight or nine, we go to Cheltenham for the horse racing, and... you've not been doing it for like the last 2 years now. I sent a text recently, and I thought you were joking, honestly. I said, are you coming to the Cheltenham?
Yeah.
And what did you come back with?
No, I can't. I'm going to some orchestral
orchestral charity concert in the countryside somewhere.
But the thing is, you don't want to go to Cheltenham either.
I don't mind. Yeah, no, I'm okay these days. I don't mind a one-off drink up.
You get there, then you'll be like, oh, I can't drink all day anymore. I'm old.
I can't do. It's all right. It's a one-off. It's all right. It's a bit of horse racing. Do you know what? I hate losing money. The thing is, I do genuinely, because I was a manager of a bookie for like a year, and I tried, and all I did pretty much, I try not to work too hard, but all I did was trying to figure out a system for winning money, and it's impossible. The odds are stacked against, and people say, oh, you like stocks and shares, same as gambling on horses. It's not. It's not at all. The odds are against in horses. If you lose, you lose all your money. Now, even if you have a bad stock, generally, there aren't many times a stock will go bust. You may have a hefty percentage chunk go down, but you can have a little bit of a, cash left.
Yeah. You're sorry to talk about stocks and shares, but your Atlas Developments had a bit of a, that's a big placing they've put, isn't it?
Yeah, that's, I know. I'm obviously holding on to that because that's my second penny stock punt experiment. They come out with they're going for a general meeting to increase
double the size of
the shares in issue. Yeah, they've got 480 million shares in issue. They're going to place 500 million shares.
Yeah.
So diluting the share. You don't know what price yet. But I'm holding on because I was looking at the chart with Nicola there. And even though it dropped today quite a lot, it dropped 20% on Thursday. On Friday, it dropped 8%. That's 28%, obviously. A bit more. And so I'm thinking, but it hasn't touched the lows of where it was in the summer. And so I'm thinking, even with this, because everyone was thinking for a long time, they're burning a lot of cash, they need to conserve cash. and do something. But now, you know, and everyone comes in, oh, placing's happening. But now the placing's out there, the news is there. You know, it's a bad news. And it hasn't touched previous lows. So I'm thinking they've got some money now. Hopefully it'll tide them over for 6 months or a year. And I expect they've got to announce some deals. I think this is my theory. They've announced this joint venture partnership with an Ethiopian business, and they're moving out into Ethiopia more. And I think there was very little detail in any of the, you know, the deals going on with this company. And I think they're going to announce some deals going on with this company next week or so to try and push up the share price a little bit. And then they'll do the placing, hopefully, off the back of that. So I think, obviously, they'll... And hopefully... Because there were rumours a while back about them doing, you know, getting some gigs. I don't know if it's just rumours. But I hope that they'll announce some good deals off the back of this, because they're going to
have... How close did you get to your double figure?
Oh, it's annoying. It's up to 1 point... in fact, what is it? 1.6, I think. And I need to get 1.7. Or no, 1.55, right. I think it was. Mm. And I need to get 1.7. They came all the way back down. But... so very annoying.
Yeah, yeah. But like historically, because they were, I was just looking at the chart, like this time last year, they were up at like 8p, weren't they?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Well, they're a good company. No, a good company. I was going to say that. What I want to say is they look to have a good, you know, what do you say, infrastructure, board of directors there, they had cash in the bank, that, you know, they had revenue coming in, but they just spent too much. And also they were, you know, focused on the oil and gas sector, and then that took a downturn and they got hammered because of it, and so they've had to diversify away from that. But yeah, they basically went from 2 pence slam dunk down to nearly half pence in a couple of sessions, so, you know, it's a big jump. And I got in at 0.7, I think 0.78 there. So yeah, there's a, you know, there's always, let's look at the, I'm looking at the chart here. Is it hitting its lows? Where's the lows here? The lows are about 0.46. Yeah, they're at 0.57 now. That's what I honestly think I have blind confidence in hitting the target this time in the next 3 months. That's what I think.
So, and then apart from that, your other focus is Asian Met and Audio Boom are the two other.
Yeah, well, I've got obviously a big chunk of my portfolios in Royal Dutch Shell.
Yes,
they're going to have a bit of.
But I mean, in the penny stock, the smaller stock.
Yeah.
When do you think Asian Met are going to start seeing some improvements? So they've been down for quite a bit now, haven't they?
Are you getting Tony Mancini on again?
Oh yeah, Tony the Manini. Yeah,
that's it.
What's happening? Yeah, hopefully soon. Because
has he heard your impression of him?
He did. He apparently, listened to the podcast. He liked it a lot. Yeah. Because they've done a placing. Asian Met wasn't discounted hardly at all. Now, you know, like I said, I chatted to who was it? Tony Dunleavy from Strat Aero. Steve, you should be looking at that company. They're the only PLC in Europe to be into drones and drone technology and all this stuff. You know, and he wants the company to hit a pound. Per share within 3 years. They're now 6.5 pence, and he's got the expertise and contacts to do it. But I chatted to him and he said, well, you know, placings are looked on quite badly in London market on AIM, but obviously you've got to depend on what it's done for, and also it depends on how big the discount are. If the company is a rubbish company and they need to discount, you know, to basically to raise money by discounting the share price to offer it up to investors and say, you know, we'll give you this, then they're a rubbish company. But if they're a good company, they don't need to, you know. And sometimes they offer warrants as well to companies as an incentive. So, like, for example, Tony Mini raised £1 million at 1.4 pence. The share price was only 1.5 pence anyway. And apparently it would have been a bit closer, but it was a bit volatile, the share price. So, they offered, I think, a couple of warrants, maybe. But, but that will take us through probably for another year, probably 6 months, another year. So there won't be another place for that. Yeah, but what's happening there, Stephen? They've got to do what's called a P. They've got to do a little P. Yes? Got to see Tony do a P. That's a PEA. That's a preliminary... economic assessment. And what that does, essentially, it formalises how much money, hopefully, they can get, sort of. It's a rough kind of thing. It formalises, it's a proposal maybe to financial the market saying, this is formally now how much we can earn from this resource. And when that's official and stamped, and they'll see they can earn, you know, earn 44 million profit from that thing, and essentially they're only an 8 million market cap company. Hopefully the share price will fly, but that will probably be early part of 2016. So until then, I'm accumulating, you know, because I believe in the Manini. I think he will do the business. I think because he seems determined to want to take this company, you know, to a bigger company. And he, like I say, he believes he's now in the right economic cycle to do that. So, sometimes I think you've got to. The more I've read about the company, the more, and I that's what I think. You know, I think you have to knuckle down. It's like Warren Buffett said: diversification is protection against ignorance. It makes little sense if you know what you're doing. So you've got fund managers that have 100 stocks. I don't see, even if you're full time, how you can keep track of every one of those 100 stocks, every bit of news coming out, you know. I think it's hard work. So,
but then do you have a price target? Say, take AsiaMet. Do you have a particular goal or that you want to get to then and then sell, or are you, how are you going to do that?
Yeah.
Or time frame, or?
Yeah, I think in the next I have no idea. I'm going to hold on 6 pence the next 2 years.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
What are the S at the moment, did you say?
Well, 1.5, 1.4. Yeah,
1.35.
Current 1.425.
Yep.
So, but that's just good. Listen, there's a price target. I did an estimate on the resource there and the revenue on a PE of 7, and they should be at about 11 pence on that. So yes. And also the broker note came out saying 9 pence. So you know that could be the next 12 months, hopefully, if they come out and do this. So, yeah, it's just having confidence. When you know, Trump is, a lot of people jump out, don't they? And you miss gains. I'm just building. I'm just accumulating slowly. But
that's a good sign that the placing didn't cause a big sell-off, isn't it?
Definitely. Yeah. Because I mean, and apparently, most of the people who were, you know, offered this investment as well were Tony's friends, you know, Shane, friends of Tony.
Okay.
And
you're making it sound a bit sinister and underhand.
No, but Tony's from Tony's from Australia, of course. But but guys, I mean, who are very well off, high worth, you know, individuals who were not going to. The problem with placings, you see, it's not the problem of raising money at discount. That's not so much the problem. It's the problem that people, not loyal to the company, flipping that stock and selling it straight away for a profit. Yeah. So then you've got a lot of sellers in the market. So if they, for example, let's say, you know, the price is 1.5 and they do a placing at 1. And you get offer the, you know, millions of shares to these people at one. Then a lot of people, if you don't know who they are and they're not, you know, loyal to the company or the concept or the folk or the thoughts or the ethos of the company, they just think, listen, I can make 50% profit here if I flip the stock straight away. You know.
Yeah.
So that's a problem. Big discounts encourage people to flip the stock and sell it straight away. You got a lot of selling pressure then, and the stock just collapses. So that's the issue, really. But yes. Okay. Steve, have you got any questions? What have you been doing this week, Steve? What's the one thing that sticks out this week about your life? What's happened?
I've been working on the breakfast show all this week, so I've been on early mornings. So.
And is this a breakfast show just talking about showbiz and stuff?
Yes, it's the showbiz radio station.
What's the biggest showbiz story of the week you've really run with?
Well, it's all been about a big announcement they've done on the station, so it's been very focused on that.
Oh, is that the Jingle Bell Ball?
It is indeed. Yeah, so it's been all about that this week.
Who's the big artist there? Have you got any artists there?
Justin Bieber is their headliner.
Oh, he is dreadful.
I think this he's brilliant then.
No, do you know what? He's absolutely dreadful, isn't he?
his last couple of songs have been really good, actually.
Do you know what? No, I've been around to see a fair few famous artists, right? And I watched him on TFI Friday a couple of weeks back. I spent about 2 minutes watching him thinking, this guy is not a good dancer. He's got nothing about him. There's no stage presence. Just a gaggle of dim girls screaming.
Yeah, he is a first-class bellend, but his last couple of songs have been quite good.
I would not even say that. I say he's a second-class bellend. I wouldn't even say he's a first-class bellend. I wouldn't give him that a credit at all.
Are they changing the name to Jingle Bellend?
I can imagine the logo and the icon there. Can you? Amazing, yeah.
Well, Justin Bieber, JB. JB, JBB. There we go.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, he is. I was watching him thinking, what are you, he's not that good. Do you see that when he had a strop last week?
I was going to say that about the fans not dancing or something? No, not clapping.
He had a towel. They spilled some water, didn't they? A towel at the front of the stage. I don't know, for some reason, he was trying to clean up the water at the front of the stage. Come on, guys. Come on, guys. Guys. And I don't know what was going on. He's like, that's it. He did one song and walked off.
Brilliant. And I heard that he was complaining because the fans weren't clapping in.
Yeah, that was as well another different storyline. Yeah. Okay.
To be honest, if I was a parent taking my daughter to that concert and he walked off after one song, I would love that. Excellent! Let's go home! Brilliant! Best concert I've been to.
I know.
Best concert I've ever been to. Fantastic!
Justin would nip outside straight away and sell to people out there waiting, you know, hoping there's tickets, and then leg it, wouldn't you?
Now, are you saying I'm some underhanded person, Stephen? Peter Stephen?
Peter Stephen?
What?
So, how many stocks do you own, Steve?
What? In what?
How many stocks do you own? In what? I'm not asking you to count individual shares.
Yeah. 4,892,000 shares.
Yeah. What do you own now? You got Royal Dutch Shell?
I got Royal Dutch Shell as my main one. I got some in New Oil, Asia Mets.
I think you've got Audio Boom, Steve.
I haven't. No, well, that's the thing.
You being audio man and radio guy, you should.
I don't have all my money's tied up at the moment, and a few of them are down at the moment. So I don't really want to kind of pull the money out and lose money to put in there. So I'm just kind of waiting for.
A dilemma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of just holding off at the moment. So a bit. Yeah. So at the moment, no, I'm not investing. Just washing. Yeah. Watching, not washing.
You should wash as well, Steve.
Yeah, I should wash.
Yeah, definitely wash.
Okay, and so Audio Boom there, I think they're on the road there. I think, looking at their figures, I remember when Rob came on the podcast and he was talking about, he was very confident because one of the questions submitted was, do you think you'll break the next target of 90 million listens a quarter? And he did say, without, get annoying our broker, because you've got to be very guarded about what you said. You know, what happened with the old CEB and Dave Whitby coming on the podcast there. You can't say too much, you know, unless it's official. Because if it's price-sensitive information, then you've got to release it officially through official channels. But he said, you know, I'm quietly confident we will, you know, surpass that. And almost the laugh, the target will smash. So he's very confident, and obviously listening is what counts, the listeners. So I think he's very confident to smash next to the target. So
yeah, well, I'm going to pull some money out of, hopefully by next month, some of my other
offshore investments.
Yes, and I'm definitely going to Audio Boom, as long as they haven't obviously gone up massively, which I don't think they will they? But so I am going to put some money in probably next month.
Yeah, well, you know, see, Steve, you can't call the market. Look at Steve calling the market.
Yeah.
When the stock goes up next month, I'll put it in the stock. That one wouldn't have gone up yet, but this one would have. So I'll just sell that. Sell.
That's one vital therapy, the one thing. They've doubled now since I said I should have bought it. So 100% increase.
Steve, you can always talk about shares you don't buy. I can name a couple of shares that doubled that I haven't bought. That's doubled. But, didn't buy that.
The only reason I didn't buy it is because it was an American company. It confused me a little bit when I was trying to invest. And in there, and I go, oh, do you know what? It's probably the best. I didn't do it. Because I did actually try and put a couple of grand into that, and it didn't end up going.
You were forcing it into the computer, Steve. Cash. Get in there.
Into the disk drive.
I can't remember what the error was saying, but it was basically stopped me.
Oh, were you feeding in English money? Yeah, no, it has to be American dollars.
That was it. Yeah. It was something like that, actually. I was trying to convert dollars to euros.
What are they called?
The code is VTL.
VTL share price.
Are they listed on the New York stock
exchange? Are they on NASDAQ? Are they on the NASDAQ?
Well, yeah, no, I haven't looked at them for the last couple of days.
That's not VTL. That's Vardman Textiles.
Vital Therapies.
Therapies. Okay. Sorry. Why did I get that in? Vital Therapy. Okay, it's different. Yeah. Vital Therapy share price. Okay.
It was depressing me, so I stopped watching them.
Oh, yeah. So one day, you're breathing a lot through your nose, Steve, isn't you? Depressing me.
That's not me, that's Pete.
I stopped watching them.
That's not me.
You, Steve, I can do it after you talk.
Yeah, you used to.
Well, in all fairness, I did just actually get my take my joggers off and put my jeans on while I was still on the podcast. So I was
that's why you're breathing heavily.
Hold on, Steve's out of breath for changing clothes.
Changing his bottom wear.
You might do some fitness, Steve.
I know. Just changed my... And also, he's changing his joggers.
So very more fit. Comfortable sitting on the sofa.
I'm looking at the price now, and it's actually going along, as I'm talking about it, it's at 7.51. It's down 6% a day. And yeah, it was at 3.65... when was that? In August.
Yeah.
So
it was about when I was looking at it.
Yeah, but what you're doing there, Steve, is calling the bottom market. It's easy to do that in the chart. Call the bottom and call the top. When would you sell? When would you buy? You know.
I would have sold now.
Yeah, and I'd have bought at the bottom. Simple as that.
What happened in August, Steve? They dropped from something like 16p to 4p in a.
I don't know, that was after, I didn't really look into the company that much, it was just a friend of mine just mentioned it, and I thought,
That's the way to invest, Steve, just a friend of mine tell us anything. Yeah. Oh, Steve, this company I'm working for, they've gone through the racks, but they're turning it around now, chuck a couple of grand in, all right.
That's exactly the conversation I had.
Brilliant. Okay, have you got any questions that maybe Pete, that Steve can answer on Stocks and Shares, or even I could answer? Was there anything you wanted to, you know, say? You did have a question, I think, wasn't it? You did have something, you were going to say something, but Mark Carney, I think, or something ridiculous.
Was it? Oh, yeah. No,
Who is Mark Carney?
Yes. Who is this man?
Yeah. Why does he think he knows so much?
His whole thing this week about the rate hike, and obviously, earlier in the year, he was sort of suggesting there would be a rate hike, and now it seems very unlikely. And I was just saying to you that it's the same as shares, inside knowledge and whatever, and yeah.
But
in the know really does help, and helps people make money. I'm not saying that he's made money on it, but I'm just saying, blimey.
Steve, what are you doing? Steve, are you printing off an old printer there? What are you doing printing off tickets? What are you doing?
Can you hear that?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So,
what is it?
Oh, just putting some deodorant on. Can I just do the other arm picks? I feel really weird. Just doing one.
There we go.
Steve can never just sit and do the podcast.
I tell you what, Steve. It seems like you're going on a hot date there. Joggers, you know.
deodorant
and joggers. Bare top joggers and deodorant. Come on, girls. I'm ready for it.
I changed out of the joggers. I won't put the joggers on.
Oh, I say, well, your jeans, bare top and deodorant. Even posher.
Maybe braces.
Yeah. Well, because we're running late on the podcast, I'm trying to get ready.
Oh, yeah, we are. Sorry, yeah.
For work.
You're going to DJ.
Yes, that's the one.
At the bar.
Yeah. So that was my point. It wasn't really a question.
I don't think... But who has inside information on that?
No, they don't. But, like...
Do you think Carney's saying to a couple of his mates who trade Forex,
exactly.
Couple saying, what's his accent? I'm going to try and do his accent here.
Canadian.
Hey, listen, John, I'm going to shift the interest rate up a couple of points today, okay? If I were you, go long, go long the sterling, all right? And do you think that's the way it works? I don't know. But the fool's there. He's just copying the Fed. That's what he's doing. I've heard a lot of people say that. He's going to wait until the Fed hikes. They won't hike the rate over here until the Fed goes for it. Mm. And it could be end of 2007. End of... What on earth?
Steve
is getting a bondage gear. That zip was huge, Steve.
Yeah. I think we should start doing a video podcast just to check what Steve is doing.
No.
Yeah, all right. Well, is there anything else we should say?
I think
that's pretty.
No, I think we're done.
Yeah.
Steve's dressed up in his ugly sister costume, and off he's going for his fancy dress party.
So I think if there's a one-line summary for this podcast, apart from bondage, what would it be, do you think? Because at the moment, is your portfolio looking a bit rough and red around the edges?
Yes. Yeah. A little bit sore.
Yes.
To be fair, mine's looking quite good, but that's only because of Royal Dutch Shell. They're the ones keeping me up at the moment.
Yeah. You're all right there. I see a bit more weakness happening. I mean, but I think there's a Santa rally that happens. Do you know what the Santa rally is, Steve?
Is that something to do with Christmas and Father Christmas?
Yep, yeah. They all get in, a lot of Father Christmas is getting cars and rally them. It's about, I don't know, essentially, since 1985 or something, there's only been five Christmases where the stock market hasn't risen. And so it's a phenomenal stat, you know. You'd be silly to bet against it happening. And the reason why it happens is because end of the year, you know, fund manager and all that want to get invested for the new year. They got some big cash. They want to, I don't know, improve their performance. And so they start investing now, you know, end of or December. And so it starts pushing the whole price, the stock market rises. So I think, as ever, it should come good. Because we've had a bit of a crap summer, you know. And that helps a little bit, a little bit of relief from that. So it'll stabilise now. And we'll have a bit of a, you know, volatile November. But then you find towards December, towards Christmas, we'll start going higher and higher. And it's almost like knowing this, you know, knowing it and having a bit of cash on the side. Like in April, like I said, like, yes, in the diary, I put a couple of, you know, reminders in my diary to send me emails saying, start trimming your stocks now and you can buy back at the lower levels. Because it's almost, how many times have we, you know, we've sat here thinking, if I had more cash, I would, you know. That's the problem. We're over-invested the wrong time. So hold back, you know,
And then, but it's only hindsight that tells you when the wrong time was.
Yeah.
Sort of.
I'll tell you when the top and bottoms are teat.
I'll tell you when the tops and bottoms teats. He's got his, on his head. Steve is thinking about hindsight. Hindsight.
I think that was a breakup in the Skype call because I quite clearly said that right.
Yeah. I'll show you when the teats and bottoms tips up, top, peat,
deodorant.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. So, okay. Anyway, I think, you know, sometimes hold back a bit. I think is okay. I have no idea.
Good.
So we are, you know, I'm just.
Steve, do the disclaimer. Put us all out of our misery.
Don't buy anything on what we've said. Do your own research. Yeah. Am I getting that right now?
Yeah, what deodorant do you use, Steve? What deodorant do you use?
I don't know.
Well, you just pick something up and spray it on your arms. It could be like window cleaner or something. What is it?
I don't look at it, really.
Mr. Sheen, it's called.
Yeah, it's called. Very nice. Served me well. That's why I'm single after all these years.
It's Glade.
Mr. Muscle.
It's Glade. Yeah. What is it, Steve?
Nvidia. No, that's Braffitt's card. Sorry. Nvidia. No.
What? Nivea.
Nivea, that's the one. I was getting my graphics cards mixed up with deodorant then.
Nvidia. Nvidia.
My graphics card's an Nvidia. Then my deodorant.
Nvidia.
Nvidia.
Nivea. Yes, that's it.
Steve, go and lie down for a bit.
I'm off to work now.
Oh, God. I hope it doesn't involve heavy machinery.
Yeah. Nvidia. Nvidia. What is it? Nvidia.
Nvidia.
What? Nvidia. What is wrong with you? Okay. Have a nice evening, Steve. You're bound to pull there in your jeans and your bare top and your Nvidia. So, all right, speak next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The ADBFN Podcast with Justin Waite.